Well, good evening and welcome everybody to Memorial Athletic Center as this game is about to get underway, and it's opening tip control to Robbie Schaefer as he tips back to Peter Schomer, and this game is underway. Holding forward in Pierce tonight. Here's a Brandon Stuckmeyer shot from the top. It's off. Rebound Michael Leidenfrost. Back to Brandon. That's a second shot that misses. And it's a rebound for the Huskers. Coached by Ron Makala. Losing to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead last night. They beat Sauk Center earlier this week. Pioneers playing their fourth game, looking for their third win. Jake Ethan out top. Right side into the hands of Brendan Yamry. Willoughby, their post in the middle, asking for the ball. He gets it on the block. Kicks out to Aaron Welly. Back out top. Perimeter passing game right now being utilized by this Husker team. In white, Willoughby gets loose, and it's rejected, though, from behind. A block for Schaefer. Baseline left throw in for Welly and the Huskers. Lob out front to Yamry, guarded by Leidenfrost. Same starting five tonight. No Jonah Prokot, no Noah Sakala tonight. Here's loose inside, but not open to get a shot. Now kick out to Welly. His shot is off. Rebound tipped and taken by Robbie Schaefer. Up the other way is Leidenfrost. Michael kicks out. Stuckmeyer's got it left side. Doesn't shoot. Instead, they work it over to the near side. Back to Schomer. One-on-one, Yamry. Puts it up too hard. Rebound snatched away by Aaron Welly. Back come the Huskers now. No score yet. Minute and a half into the game. Ethan gets the baseline, but not open to get a shot. And back the other way. Driving the lane. And a leaner is up and off by Braden Baumgars. Back the other way comes Leidenfrost. Baseline Schaefer looking, and his path to the basket cut off by Willoughby and stolen by Ethan. Kristen, back come the Huskers. 15:55 to play, opening half. Drive inside, Aaron. Oh, they're going to say a kickball is the call, so it'll stay with the Huskers here. Holding forward ball, right baseline. It'll be Brendan Yamry to throw it in. Somebody's got to tie a shoe down there. I think it's one of the Pioneers. And now we're ready as Peter has both shoelaces tied up. And Huskers handed the ball. Welly looking and still holding, looking and finally got it into Willoughby. Willoughby trying to back down Schaefer. Open look from the free throw line for Yamry. Spins out. Willoughby and a foul on the Huskers. Battling underneath. Willoughby picks up the foul on a push of Schaefer. His first, team's first. And here comes Piers with Peter Schomer. 11 last night against St. Cloud Cathedral in a 12-point loss. Now Leidenfrost had his shot blocked going up. It goes off a Husker, so it stays with Piers. Near the corner, it's Schomer getting it back from Schaefer, gives it back to Robbie, and Willoughby sends it flying out of there. Back the other way comes holding forward. Neither team has scored yet. Ethan drives in, and we got a held ball. This will be Husker possession. Holding forward, ball underneath. To throw it in to Ethan, right corner. Drives baseline, help defense. Kick out to Yamry, left side. Now Baumgars, jump step. Got it to roll. Braden Baumgars makes it 2-0 Huskers. On the other end, Leidenfrost with Welly back, finds a trailing Kimmon, and Kimmon ties the game from the free throw line. 2-2. We've played just over 3 minutes here as Ethan takes it to the left baseline, back out to Welly, guarded by Stuckmeyer. Into the lane and cutting and missing inside was Willoughby, but another offensive board, this time Welly Now Baumgars has it off to Ethan. His three is off the window and in. 5-2 holding Ford. Here's the shot by Leidenfrost. That's too hard. Rebound, Huskers. 14:25 to go. Left corner for Welly. Now Willoughby spins baseline, goes reverse, and they're going to get Schaefer. It'll send Willoughby to the line. First on Robbie. First team foul. Three new Pioneers ready to check in. Willoughby, the 6'6 post player, knocks it down, his first point, and it's a 6-2 start. Trout, Ryan Stuckmeyer, and Ben Vernig come into the ball game. Schulmer and Brandon Stuckmeyer stay on the court. Second is good. 2 points for Christian Willoughby. And the Pioneers are trailing 7-2 here at home to Holding Ford, which is now a non-conference game. Ben Vernig, his pass has to be tracked down by Schulmer out near midcourt, and they reset for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Now Trout gives it back to Ryan. Ryan had it stripped loose by Welly, and a turnover. Front court, Ethan sees a lane, reverse two for, Ethan. Jake Ethan has five, and Joe Call uses a timeout. His team 9-2 in the hole here to visiting Holding Ford.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Out of the timeout, Pierce on offense. Brandon Stuckmeyer's off wide left. Pioneers had three shots that trip down. None of them dropped, and they continue to struggle here. Trailing Holding Ford 9-2, 13-10 to play here. First half. Here's a drive by Yamri. Back to Welly. Aaron Welly looks for help, and it's Baumgars. Inside, Ethan kicks it back to Baumgars. Baumgars against Ryan Stuckmeyer, and a turnover as Ryan forced a traveling call. Turnover on the Huskers. Holding Ford's leading scorer at 12 a game is Aaron Welly. Jake Ethan right behind him at 11.6. Blake Niemeyer, number 11 in. And also into the lineup, Blake Panic. It's 9-2 Holding Ford. Into the high post, back to the basket. Free throw line is Vernick. Back to Brandon Stuckmeyer. Brandon over Baumgars, short. Rebound, Niemeyer cradles it and pulls it away. Here come the Huskers again with Yamri left side. Down to the post, Ponick leans in on Trout, not open, over to the corner, three is off, rebound Trout. Zach Trout. On the other end, it's Stuckmeyer coming up short, rebound Vernig, his shot blocked, Ben again, up and no. And it'll be free throws for Ben Vernig. Blake Ponick gets the foul. His first team second. Vernig, 6 points last night at Cathedral, missed. Ben's had a nice week. He scored 9 on Tuesday here against Swanville. Six last night, limited minutes. And that one is good. Vernick, one of two, 9-3. Huskers throw it away. They try to post up Ethan inside. And Niemeyer's entry pass, a little too much air underneath it, resulting in a turnover. Schomer, Ryan Stuckmeyer, Brandon Stuckmeyer, Zach Trump, Ben Vernick on the court. Right side for Ryan, guarded by Niemeyer. Niemeyer giving him the baseline. We got a hold away from the ball. Backside official will come over to the scorer's table and say that it is on Brandon Yamry, his first team's third. Here is Ryan Stuckmeyer off the inbounds. Front rim, no. Panic, the rebound for the Huskers. Back the other way. Front court now for Baumgars. For Yamry at the point. Left side for Panic. Well out on the floor in front of the Pioneer bench. Into the lane, Ethan, high post. Little trouble finding the handle. Comes back, Niemeyer to the sideline and out of bounds. Turnover. Willoughby's coming back in. Welly is returning. Here come Leidenfrost, Schaefer, and Kimmon for Pierce as the coaches both making changes. Brandon Stuckmeyer, Ben Vernick, and Zach Trout come out. Well, three guys went in, four came out. Vernick comes back off the bench. Peter Schomer came out rather than Ben. Ben returns to action here. Ryan Stuckmeyer for Schaefer. Left side, Kimmon. It's 9-3 holding for it. Vernick inside. Ryan outside. Ryan's three is good. Stuckmeyer for three. That makes it a 9-6 ball game. Niemeyer has it left side. Into the lane. Kick out. Here's a three right side. And it's no good. It went through the basket, but off the rebound went the rim and the supporting strap and back through the hoop. And once it hit that strap, it becomes a dead ball. So no basket. Under 11 to play as Ryan Stuckmeyer now running the point. Goes for Vernick. Right side, Leidenfrost. Bounce pass into Schaefer, tipped out by Willoughby. It'll stay with the Pioneers on the baseline. 10:50 to go, 9-6 holding forward lead. Kimmon to throw it in midway towards the corner. In for Vernick. Goes left hand. No. Rebound Schaefer on the left block. And a whistle. And another holding forward foul is coming up. See who it is. And it's on Welly. Aaron Welly picks up his first. Four team fouls now. Baseline left for Kimmon to inbounds. Into the corner. Kimmon gets it back. His three is off, and the Pioneers just struggling here offensively as back comes Welly and the Huskers to Willoughby on the left block, doubled by Leidenfrost and Schaefer. Michael knocked it loose, and he's got the steal. Leidenfrost picks Willoughby's pocket, and here we come the other way with Vernick. Vernick gets deep, and they're going to get him for a player control foul. Vernick picks up his first. Pioneers second. Turnover goes to the Huskers. Panic checks out. Niemeyer's in. Front court, Blake Niemeyer now trapped over there by Ryan Stuckmeyer near the sideline, but he got a pass through. Now Welly. Working on Leidenfrost, puts it up short. Michael the rebound, and here comes Michael with only Niemeyer back. And Niemeyer moves into him, and play goes on, and the Huskers get the rebound off the miss. Braden Baumgars now front court. Into Willoughby in the post. Quickly back to Welly. Welly spins, blocked by Kimmon, taken by Schaefer. Pierce coming back. Schaefer will go to the rim and score. Robbie takes it in from the left side. And it's 9-8. Pierce within a point. Left side Welly. Corner Baumgars. Baumgars goes through traffic. Lays it short. Rebound Leidenfrost again. And the Pioneers can grab the lead now. Off for Vernick. Touch pass inside. Schaefer missed. Vernick tries to clean it up and Ben is fouled. Husker foul is called against Jake Ethan. His first. Team foul number 5. Vernick back to the line. And Ben swishes that one. Ben now with 2 points, both free throws. Schomer, Trout, and Brandon Stuckmeyer ready to come back in. They do come in as Ryan Robbie. Looks like Trout will be in for Vernick. Ben shooting one. The sophomore puts it up and it rolls off, and up is Welly to control the board. We are tied at 9, 9:15 to go. Baumgart spinning and kicking out. Ethan pops away and missed it. Rebound, though, Willoughby under the rim, and a traveling call. Turnover back to the Pioneers. Here comes Trout now for Vernick. Front court comes Peter Schomer, the senior guard. Into the lane, tipped and taken by Baumgars. Back the other way, Huskers trying to regain a lead. 8:50 to go in the half. Into Willoughby, and from behind, it was knocked loose by Mike Leidenfrost. And now Yamry comes back in for Niemeyer for Coach Makala. 8:47 to go. Third game of the week for the Huskers, the fourth for the Pioneers. Baumgars takes the inbounds out top. Now over to Yamry, one dribble, and Ethan will take over. And there's another steal, this time Stuckmeyer. He's going in and lays it up, and Pierce has their first lead. Stuckmeyer makes it 11-9. First points for Brandon. He had 11 last night. 8:15 to go until half. Yamry's got it left side. Willoughby comes out on the floor to take the dribble. One dribble and stop. Now to Ethan. Ethan jump stop, and he got off balance. It's loose on the floor. Still loose. Trout and Ethan. And Trout on the floor. Held ball. And this arrow goes to Pierce. Couple of big bodies rolling on the floor there. Ethan and Trout with 7:55 to go. Nine, 11-9 Pioneers. Out top, Stuckmeyer quickly over. Here's a Kimmon three, and it's good. Left side, Cody. He's got 5, and it is a 14-9 Pioneer lead. Yamry working on Leidenfrost. Got a nice backdoor pass to Welly, and Welly with a left-handed layup. First points for Welly, their top scorer. Now Schomer gets inside and draws a foul. And this is on Brendan Yamry, his second. Schomer for 2. First for Peter is good. First point for Schomer. 15-11. Peter is now 39 for 41 this year from the free throw line. Up, and that one is good. First 2 come from the free throw line, just as they did last night for Schomer, and it's a 16-11 lead. Out on the floor, it's Welly against Stuckmeyer. Aaron Welly, couple of ball fakes. Now he goes to the left side of the court to Baumgars. Baumgars will drive, wrap it inside for Welly. He's triple teamed. He just rolls the ball out, and it results in Leidenfrost picking it up and blocked out of bounds, I believe, by Niemeyer. Huskers with good hustle down court, not giving up on a breakaway, and now Vernick comes in for Kimmon. Baseline left, Schomer to Vernick, back to Peter. Pioneers up 16-11. Left side, Schomer, one dribble. Here's a deep three. Peter just front rim, and Willoughby, couple of tips, knocked away from him by Trout, and Zach couldn't control. Out of bounds. 6:31 to go. Pioneers by five. They were down 9-2. Now Niemeyer cannot handle a long pass. It's out of his hands and out of bounds. Pioneers have Leidenfrost, Schomer, Schaefer, Vernig, and Brandon Stuckmeyer out there with a five-point lead and 6:20 to play. Schomer will attack, find Schaefer going to the rim. That's another block, but on the putback, Peter Schomer scores. Four for Peter Schomer here early on. 18-11. It was 9-2 early, and there's Schaefer rejecting Willoughby. Leidenfrost got a Schaefer screen to get a three and hit. Now the Pioneers are starting to hit their stride. And that takes the Huskers to a timeout as the Pioneers were down seven early. They're now up 10 with 5:52 to play in the half. Here at home, it's Pierce 21 holding Ford 11. Timeout Huskers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Derek Bakke from the 8th grade Pioneer basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congrats to our Excel winners, Ellie Fisher and Landon Schomer. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce Athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
All right, out of the timeout, Pioneers bring Brandon Stuckmeyer, Peter Schomer, Michael Leidenfrost, Ben Vernig, and Robbie Schaefer onto the court. Huskers have the basketball. This is Jake Ethan off to Christian Willoughby, Aaron Welly, Blake Niemeyer, and Braden Baumgar is the other Huskers out there. Ethan in the lane, working, spinning down on Vernig. Nice move, Jake Ethan. And Ethan has seven of his team's 13 points. 5:25 to go. The lead is eight. Now there's Schaefer cut off on his baseline by Willoughby. Right side, Vernig. Ben Vernig, baseline. There's Ethan putting up the stop. Back left side. Ball fake got Schomer in, cut off by the help Husker defense. Here's a kick out three by Stuckmeyer. No, one-handed rebound by Ethan. 21-13, 5 minutes to play. First half in Pierce. Girls tonight are in St. Cloud, taking on Cathedral. Willoughby against Schaefer, well out on the floor. Left corner now, Braden Baumgars takes it, goes through the lane, throws it up, rebound Schaefer, and Schomer out of traffic. 4:40 to go. Niemeyer, step back by Schomer, off to Vernig. He eyes up a three, says not this time. Back out to Leidenfrost. Here's Stuckmeyer down to the corner right side behind the arc. Schaefer sees what he likes, drives, but another rejection by Willoughby. And on the putback, Vernig is fouled. Ben Vernig making his third trip to the free throw line here in the half. And that is on Ethan, his second. No Jonah Prokot, their top scorer again tonight. He'll miss all four games this week. Vernick good. And Noah Sakulla is not suited up tonight either. He's got a bad hip. Played a little bit in Cathedral last night in the JV. Did not play in the varsity. Here comes Ryan Stuckmeyer, Cody Kimmon, and Zach Trout. Up and good. So Ben has 4 points on six free throw attempts. 4:26 to go. And it'll be Ethan to inbounds as Stuckmeyer, Kimmon, Schaefer, Trout, and Schomer are now on the court. It's Ethan, Baumgars, Welly, Niemeyer, and Willoughby. Willoughby made himself big in the post, and they got him the ball, and Trout with a foul. First on Zach, and that's team foul number three on the Pioneers. 4:19 to go. Braden Baumgart signals the play from the baseline, quickly into Ethan, now out for Blake Niemeyer to Baumgart. Baumgart against Ryan Stuckmeyer. Ryan forces a held ball. Good quick hands by Ryan Stuckmeyer. And this time the arrow goes to the Huskers. Holdingford knocked off Sauk Center in Holdingford earlier this week by 7, 70-63, but they got beat down in Howard Lake last night by 20, 53-33. Here's Ethan open on the inbounds but missed. Willoughby lost the rebound to Trout. Trout scoops it ahead to Schomer, who circles back, now crosses midcourt to the corner. Ryan will put up a three, and it's short. Rebound bounces. Schaefer puts it. That doesn't go. Robbie again. Willoughby with a rejection. Here's Baumgart's one-on-one, and it rolls off, but they're going to get Trout on a foul. That'll be two on Zach, and going to the line will be Braden Baumgart's. Piers 23, Holdingford 13, 3:48 to go in the half. Baumgart shooting two. He's a 67% free throw shooter, but he's 0 for 1 now on this second shot coming up. He averages 9.6 points a game for Coach Mackala. That one is no good. Rebound tipped, though, by Willoughby. Ethan goes flying into the bench. Ethan Creek got to know Jake Ethan very well. Here's a Kimmon three, and he's two for two. Cody with his second three. He's got 8 points, and it's 26-13 Pioneers. Pioneers started very slowly offensively tonight, but they have picked it up now. It was 9-3 Holdingford about 5 minutes in. Here now is Baumgart working against Ryan. Right-hand leaner comes off. Willoughby underneath. Up and in, Christian Willoughby. 6'6", senior Willoughby. He has 6 points. Zach Trout has it for Schomer. Back for Cody. Kimmon, baseline penetration move not open as Baumgart cut off his path. Gives it back to Cody in the corner. That one skims off the iron, and the rebound is controlled by Aaron Welly of the Huskers in their white with green uniforms tonight. Jake Ethan working into the right side of the lane. Back to Baumgart. He bumps into his teammate Ethan. Has to come back to Niemeyer. Ethan now got a lane by Kimmon off the dribble. Scores and is fouled. Jake Ethan. He's got 9 and a chance for his 10th at the free throw line. And Cody Kimmon has picked up the foul. First on Cody, 15 foul. Ethan for one, where he shoots 58.1% this season. Makes that one. 10 for Jake Ethan. And it's a 26-18 Piers lead coming up on 2.5 minutes to play. Brandon Orion Stuckmeyer's three off. Rebound Kimmon, foul holding forward. Cody was inside, and they're going to give a foul on the Huskers. Maybe Willoughby. Yep, Willoughby's got two. It's 1-1 for Cody Kimmon, the senior. So Kimmon to the line for the bonus. Ponick will check in. Cody Kimmon, 64% this year from the free throw line. Cody, 7.8 points a game. He's got a high of 14. That came in the first game of the Aiken Holiday Tournament against Greenway. That one's good. Kimmon's got 9 points here. Here's Vernig in for Trout. So it's Ponick, Ethan, Welly, Baumgart, and Niemeyer for the Huskers. It's now Vernig, Schaefer, Kimmon, Schomer, and Ryan Stuckmeyer for the Pioneers. Second for Kimmon, also good. So Kimmon now with 10. Ethan's got 10, and it's a 10-point game. Pioneers 28, Huskers 18. Jake Ethan into the post for Welly. Welly working on Schaefer. Up and under, right hand. Nice move, Welly. Aaron Welly has 4. 28-20 the score. Schomer stepped back just inside the circle. Could not get a shot off as Niemeyer closed that down. Here's now Peter off for Schaefer. Robbie drives, got off balance, lost his footing, put up a shot anyway, and Ponick pulls away the rebound. Here's Ethan. Keeps his dribble alive as his feet almost came skidding out from underneath him. Now he goes baseline, wrap around to the left side. No by Baumgars. Vernig underneath has it. Ben gives it off to Schomer. Ahead for Kimmen. Right baseline, back for Peter. A minute and a half to play. Pioneers 28, Huskers 20. Schaefer's got it left side. Ethan defending. Now to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Kimmen finds Vernig on the right arc. Guarded by Ponick. Into the lane. Kimmen almost had it. Had to retrieve a pass. Ryan lets fly, and Stuckmeyer buries the three. Ryan's got six on a pair of made threes here. And the lead is 11 now, coming up on a minute to play as Welly's got it in post-up position on Schaefer. He tries that up and under. That time he does it. Now Niemeyer from the corner. No. Welly rebound. Reverse. No. Rebound. Vernig tipped out. Here comes Robbie Schaefer with Ethan back. Ethan tips and steals. Jake Ethan with Vernig back defending. Up and no. Ethan, his second effort. No again. Ethan, another rebound. And Ethan, a third miss. He looks to the bench and says, I tried, coach. Schomer the other way. Contact and a foul and a basket. Schomer from 15 feet out. Somebody from the defensive side. Welly tried to block it from behind. Ended up getting a piece of the elbow. But by that time, Schomer released the shot, and it was true. So the and one for Peter with 33 seconds left. The foul goes on Welly, his second. And Peter converts the three-point play. He's 3 for 3 tonight. Yamri will come in for Welly. With 33 seconds left, Pioneers have opened up a 14-point lead at home over Holdingford, 34-20. Panic to baseline pass in. Ethan comes to the bench right in front of Coach Makala. Ahead now to Niemeyer. Niemeyer being guarded closely by Schomer. Back to Brendan Yamri. 20 seconds to go. Ponick against Vernig. Top of the key. Now Ethan working against Schaefer. Back out to Baumgars. 10 to go as Stuckmeyer defends. Now Niemeyer for Ethan. Ethan looking to drive. He will put it up and score with 3 seconds left. And that'll end the half as Kimmen lets fly and it misses wide left. Halftime score at the MAC. Piers 34. And Holdingford 22 after 18 minutes of basketball. We'll be back, give you the totals next.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Now that the hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, stop in to Design Electronics and treat yourself to that new Verizon device you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and let us get you all set up with that new phone, tablet, or watch that you need. We'll make sure that you get what you want, and we do what we can to make sure that you're set up and happy when you leave. We will help with transferring content and make sure you have all the accessories to keep your phone protected. For the best customer experience, visit us today at Design Electronics and get your new Verizon device today.
Halftime scores, Piers by a dozen after a sluggish start offensively. They got it going. 34-22 is the halftime score. Holding Ford jumped out early 9-3, but Pioneers quickly got their game going and lead by 12 at the break. For Holding Ford, 12 of their 22 have come from Jake Ethan tonight. Four apiece for Christian Willoughby and Aaron Welly. And then the other two go to Braden Baumgars. Holding Ford gets to the line, attempting five free throws. They make three. 2-2 for Willoughby, 1-1 for Ethan. Baumgars 0-2. And that was it. So foul situation, Ethan, Willoughby, Welly, and Yamri with two, one on Blake Panic. Halftime shootout going on right now. For the Pioneers, a 10-point half for Cody Kimmon. Seven for Peter Schomer. Ryan Stuckmeyer hit a couple of three-pointers. He's got six. Three for Michael Leidenfrost. Four for Ben Vernick, all from the free throw line. Robbie Schaefer with two. Brandon Stuckmeyer with two. Playing but not scoring was Zach Trout. Piers made 9 of 11 first half free throws. Zach Trout, two fouls, one on Robbie Schaefer, one on Cody Kimmon, one on Ben Vernig. Nobody in real serious foul trouble here tonight for either squad, really. Girls update, they are at Cathedral. They trail the Crusaders 24-11 at halftime. Wrestlers are up in Bemidji at the Rick Lee Duels today. They lost their three matches in pool play to Waconia to Bemidji, and they had a close loss to Cambridge Isanti. That was 42-39, but Pioneers will go back at it tomorrow in Bemidji again. Good luck to them. Also, the Piers Pizzazz dance team will be down in Belle Plaine tomorrow. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the JV and C-Squad results. Also, other action in Central Minnesota. Halftime, Piers 34, Holding Ford 22.
Hey, everyone. Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. All of us at the Co-op hope you had a joyous holiday season with your loved ones at home. As we start this new year of 2020, let our locations help you through this last stretch of winter. We carry shovels, ice melts, gloves, snowblowers of all sizes, and so much more. We hope to serve you all the way from the big farmer to the simple households. Sunrise Repair is looking for a part-time small engine mechanic, and we are also looking for more new additional milk patrons to join our co-op. Please give us a call on either one if interested. Remember, we have lots of things to offer for all, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, welcome back here. Pioneers just now entering the gym again as they lead Holding Ford 34-22 at halftime. In other boys' action tonight, it is a very busy night on both boys' and girls' side of things. Little Falls is playing at Albany on the boys' side. Painesville in Long Prairie. And it's Isle at Upsala. Sauk Center at Belgrade, Bruton, and Rosa. New London Spicers at Minnewaska. Melrose at Montevideo. Bram at Hinckley. Ogilvy and Onamia in Onamia. Moorhead at St. Cloud Tech. Brainerd is at Andover. Esco is playing at Renshaw. Aiken at Detroit Lakes. Pequot Lakes at Virginia. Staples Motley at Crosby Ironton. Pioneer girls are in St. Cloud tonight, taking on Cathedral. And at halftime, they are down 24-11 to the Crusaders. Mora's playing at Foley. Malacca at Zimmerman. Little Falls at Albany tonight. LPGE, Long Prairie Gray Eagle, home to Painesville. It is Tartan at Alexandria. Brainerd at Apollo. Royalton at Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead. BBE has gone to Maple Lake. Kimball at Holding Ford, so the Husker girls in action tonight. Osaka's visiting Browerville. Swanville is up in Bertha Hewitt. Upsala's home tonight, taking on the Isle Huskies. Ogilvy has gone to Onamia. Bold is at Sauk Center. Minnewaska area at Melrose. Crosby Ironton against Wadena Deer Creek in Wadena. And it's Pequot Lakes playing at Thief River Falls. Huskers are back out on the court as well. Coming up next, the second half. Boys basketball tonight. Pioneers lead Holding Ford 34-22.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Pioneers will start the second half with Michael Leidenfrost, Peter Schomer, Brandon Stuckmeyer, Robbie Schaefer, and Cody Kimmon. For the Huskers, it's Brendan Yamry, Braden Baumgars, Aaron Welly, Christian Willoughby, and Jake Ethan, both starting fives for both squads out there. Here's Schomer inside, back out. Kimmon will launch and short. Three, rebound Welly. Here come the Huskers with their first possession of the half. In front of the Pioneer students over there. Willoughby posting up on Schaefer. Muscles to the basket. Missed. Got his own rebound. Pulling it against Leidenfrost. And they call a held ball. And it's Pierce arrow. Pioneer's ball after the alternating possession arrow. Welly will throw it in with 17:34 to play in the half. Welly for Yamry, dribbled through a double team, still goes, and finally his shot is swatted out of there by Schaefer. Up ahead, Schomer. Baseline, no. Rebound, Ethan falling to the floor, got it to Baumgars. Baumgars Out front again for Yamri. Into the post for Welly against Stuckmeyer. Spins. Got a leaner up and in. Welly connects. First points of the half go to the Huskers. He has six. Three-pointer for Kimmon, short. Long rebound to the corner. It'll be allowed to go out of bounds as Welly made sure nobody got to it. So Huskers take over, down 10, 34-24. That bucket by Welly gives him six tonight. Here's Ethan in front of the Husker bench now. Off for Yamri again. To the corner, Baumgars lets fly. That's no good. And a rebound for Peter Schomer. Lead pass for Schaefer. And he lost it going up. They're going to say Welly off the block. Ron Makala wants the referees to talk it over and say that it came back off Schaefer. I think Ron might be right. 16:37 to go. 34-24 Pioneer lead. Now they're going to award it to the Pioneers. Schomer to throw it in. Peter, right corner. In for Kimmon. Tries a head fake. Now goes in. Missed it. Rebound tipped by Willoughby, but out to Schomer. Now Brandon Stuckmeyer in front of the Piers bench. Right side for Kimmon behind the arc. Gets by his defender, Baumgars. Eight-footer, no. Rebound. Stuckmeyer is going to be called on a push. Brandon picks up his first, and it'll be the first Pioneer foul of this half. It comes with 16-21 left to play. Pioneers up by 10 over visiting Holdingford, 34-24. Pioneers had their five-game winning streak snapped last night in St. Cloud. And Baumgars and Leidenfrost really went after the ball, and each guy had it for two or three possessions and lost it to the other guy. And finally, the Huskers get the ball with Yamri, front court against Schomer. Now for Ethan. Working on Cody Kimmett, finds Willoughby at the top of the key. Christian Willoughby back to Brendan Yamri. Ethan asking for the ball on the low post, goes up against Kimmon too hard, but Willoughby on the putback for two. 6 points for Christian Willoughby, and it's 34-26, an 8-point Piers lead. Right side, Michael Leidenfrost. Bounce pass to the top for Stuckmeyer. Now Ben Vernig, who's in the ball game, and there's a steal. Welly jumped the pass, takes it up and in. Aaron Welly has eight. And the lead has been cut to six now as Trout prepares to re-enter the ball game. Piers has not scored this half. They started the first half slowly. They have started the second half slowly. 34-28. Schomer gets a screen, doesn't get a shot off, goes to Vernig. Ben's got it, zips it across for Brandon Stuckmeyer. His shot blocked, but a foul coming. The baseline official saw body contact from one of the two Huskers that challenged. And Willoughby has picked up a third foul. And that will send Brandon Stuckmeyer to the free throw line shooting two. The senior spins it around and got it to drop. 3 points tonight for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Ponick in, Willoughby out, Vernig out, and Trout in. Brandon Stuckmeyer doesn't get to the line too often, a perimeter player. And he makes one of two, left that one a little bit short. Back the other way, Aaron Welly, and a now 7-point lead for Piers, 35-28. Ethan out for Panic. Blake Panic, the only bench player to see action tonight for Coach Makala. Right side for Yamri again. I checked that. Blake Niemeyer has played, number 11. Whistle and a foul. Pioneer foul coming up. Stuckmeyer, Brandon picks up his second Pioneer foul. Now Niemeyer comes in, and who's coming out? It'll be Aaron Welly taking a seat with 14:42 to play, and now Ryan Stuckmeyer re-enters for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Yamri to throw it in from the baseline.
Looking, ball still in hand, better hurry, and finally got it into Ethan. That's a pretty good option. Back out for Panic. Panic at the top to Baumgars. Leidenfrost giving him room well out on the floor. Now Niemeyer to the corner. Baumgars from inside the circle, missed it. Rebound, Kimmen. He wheels away for Schomer. 14:20 to go. Schomer for Trout, left side. Zach dribbles back out for Michael Leidenfrost. Now to the corner. Here's Kimmen getting inside. He finds Ryan Stuckmeyer, who banks it in and fouled. Ryan Stuckmeyer with 8. Blake Ponick gets his second, and Ryan Stuckmeyer will go to the line. Ryan just kind of went underhand and scooped it up and in, and the free throw drops as well. And Ryan Stuckmeyer's got a career-high 9 points tonight. 38-28, Piers by 10 as Baumgars gives it off to Blake Niemeyer. Back now to Ethan. We're down to under 14 minutes left. There's a steal by Ryan. He's got Schomer breaking out. Peter up and in. 9 for Peter Schomer, and a 12-point lead, 40-28. They've reestablished the 12-point lead they held at halftime. Baumgars, they're going to say player control foul as Cody Kimmen takes the charge. And that'll be on Braden Baumgars. Welly's coming back in for the Huskers. First on Baumgars, that is team foul number 3, and Welly's coming in. Not sure for who, nobody started to walk off before they make the sub. A timeout is used by holding forward coach Ron Makala with 13:41 to play. Pioneers by 12, 40-28.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Thielen Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Thielen Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Thielen-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Thielen Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Out of the timeout, Michael Leidenfrost attacks the rim and scores on a layup. And the lead is 14, 42-28. That is 5 tonight for Michael. Here's Ponick giving the ball left corner for Yamri against Schomer. Brandon will work his way out front. Now stop, look for help, and that comes in the form of Aaron Welly. Welly down deep in the corner. One hands it out front to Ponick. Ponick draws the defensive assignment of Zach Trout. Now to Ethan. Ethan, 12 first half points, does not get a shot off here. As a matter of fact, he loses the ball. Schomer with the steal, and then he'll be fouled by Yamri. And that's 3 on Yamri. He joins Willoughby with 3 fouls apiece. Pass in for Leidenfrost. Pioneer girls are down 33-21 with just under 12 minutes to go in St. Cloud. Here's Trout finding Kimmen inside, but Kimmen put too much on it, and it banks off. Ponick now to the corner. Welly facing up on Leidenfrost. Drives, double clutches, missed it. Schomer elevates, rebound Peter. Peter coming back with 12:20 to go. Still going. Free throw line. Elevation scores. Schomer with 11. And it's 44-28 Pioneers. Ethan off for Welly near the Pioneer logo. Back to Ethan left side. 3 new Pioneers ready to come in. Here comes Willoughby checking in for Holdingford. Into the lane, Welly. Nice entry pass. Baseline, Ethan, no. Rebound snatched away. Lead pass stolen away by Niemeyer. Peter tried to thread the needle to Leidenfrost. It worked at U.S. Bank Stadium. Didn't work that time.
Right side now for Welly. Gives the ball down to Brendan Yamry. Back out to Niemeyer. Into the post, and there's Leidenfrost with a steal. And he got, I think, kneed in the thigh as he comes out limping. Ryan Stuckmeyer's three is short. Loose on the floor. Kimmon scoops it out. Schomer will launch and hit. Schomer for three. And Coach Call is going to use a timeout because Michael is limping badly coming. I think he got kneed in the thigh. 11:22 to play. Timeout Pioneers 47-28.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, the short timeout is over. Michael Leidenfrost does check out. So the Pioneers have Brandon Stuckmeyer, Peter Schomer, Ryan Stuckmeyer, Ben Vernig, and Robbie Schaefer on the court. I don't think it's anything serious for Michael. I think he just got kneed in the thigh there on that steal attempt. Front court for Aaron Welly. Down for Jake Ethan near the Husker bench. Entry pass for Willoughby. Willoughby just works his way inside but missed. Nice little reverse attempt by Willoughby, but just missed. Here comes Ryan Stuckmeyer. Down for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Now top for Schomer. Back to Ryan. His three-pointer is good! Ryan Stuckmeyer with 12 points tonight. His third three. Ryan played all of about 2 minutes last night down in Cathedral. But boy, is he having his best game of the year tonight. Willoughby fouled as Schomer dropped down in the help defense on the entry pass, and Peter picks up his first. Only the third team foul. Ryan coming into tonight was 5 of 17 on three-pointers. He's made three tonight. Here is Niemeyer giving it off to Welly. Welly one-on-one against Brandon Stuckmeyer. Now Ethan takes it baseline, kicks left side for Niemeyer. Back out front to Brendan Yamry. 10:20 to play. Pioneers lead by 22 now. Into Willoughby. Willoughby will take it strong, right hand, and the contact and a foul. This will go on Schaefer. Robbie's got two. Willoughby's got a nice post-up game. He's got good quick feet inside, gets himself available to take a pass, and he's got pretty soft hands. So just got to be able to finish. Willoughby's first is short. He's now 2 of 3 from the line. He's got 6 points tonight. It's 50-28, 10:13 to play. Second is too long. Too much of an adjustment as a rebound by Ethan. They're going to get another Pioneer foul coming up here. Ethan got pulled to the ground, and that's going to be on Brandon Stuckmeyer, and that should be three on Brandon. 10:11 to play. Yamry will inbounds from the right baseline. And it was tipped out by Vernig at the end of the Husker bench, so the inbounds will come right at the corner. Yamry will come down, instructed by the official. Say, yeah, let's put you on the sideline here. So Brendan Yamry, ball defended by Schomer, bounces it into Willoughby. Baseline against Schaefer. Left side now. Ethan will put it up from deep in the corner and rein it in. Jake Ethan, his first points of the half. He's got 15 in the game. 50-31. Right side for Ben Vernig. Finds a cutting Schomer. Off left side, Stuckmeyer. Brandon, jump stop, held out there. Here's Ryan Stuckmeyer. Another three for Ryan. 15 for Ryan Stuckmeyer tonight. Here now, that makes it a 53-31 game. Willoughby posting up on Schaefer. Three-footer short. Rebound ripped away by Robbie. Here comes Peter down the middle with a three-on-two. Peter pulls up and scores. 16 for Schomer. And the Pioneers are pulling away at 55-31. Yamri off for Ethan. Into the post, Willoughby. Double down as Schaefer got help from Ryan Stuckmeyer. Niemeyer now inside again. Ball knocked out of bounds. Stays with Holdingford. Kimmon and Trouter coming in. Baumgars returns for the Huskers. Niemeyer will check out. Schaefer and Vernig come to the Pioneer bench. 9:02 to go, 55-31, Pierce. And Welly off the inbounds, and a foul is called. Two Huskers end up on the floor laying on top of each other. Not sure what happened there. The Pioneers are going to get a foul on this. Kimmon, his second, sixth Pioneer foul. Pioneer girls have closed it to six, 35-29, with just under 8 minutes left. Right side for Brendan Yamri. Back out, Baumgars. Baumgars against Ryan Stuckmeyer. Now to Brandon Stuckmeyer. For Willoughby, working against Trout. Into the post for Welly. Welly cut off by Brandon Stuckmeyer. Baumgars from the corner, got it. Three-pointer, Braden Baumgars. Five for Baumgars tonight, and with 8:35 to go, it's now a 55-34 game. Schomer drives the lane, sees the lane, scoops it up. Foul coming. Schomer will shoot a pair of free throws. Boy, Peter has certainly gotten more aggressive here. Willoughby's got four fouls now. And Peter Schomer, who has 9 second-half points, 16 in the game, 3 of 3 from the line. Good, 4-4. Peter's season high, 26. And that came against Little Falls here on Monday. And he's 2-for-2 here. 18 tonight for Schomer in a now 57-34 Pioneer lead over Holdingford. Yamri, left wing stops. Coach Makala leaves Willoughby in the game. He takes it in against Trout. Trout does not allow a shot to get off, so they come back out front. Now Ethan, and a whistle, and got a foul away from the ball, I think, coming. Kimmon called for a hold away from the ball on a hold of Willoughby, so Willoughby will get the bonus. Third on Cody. And Willoughby tonight is 2-for-4. He's got 6 points. Christian Willoughby, the 6'6 senior. And it's in and out. Rebound Stuckmeyer. And he lost it to Welly, who pushes it down for Ethan. Ethan leans in on Trout, missed. Trout, the rebound, under 8 to play. Here's Ryan Stuckmeyer finding a trailing Kimmon. Back to Ryan, quickly out top to Trout. Trout goes left side for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Pioneers with 7:45. Schomer's three is off. Rebound, Ryan Stuckmeyer in traffic. Back to Peter. 12-footer is off. Rebound, Jake Ethan. Ethan gives the ball, and it was tipped away by Schomer. Pioneers get the turnover. Ryan Stuckmeyer finds Brandon in the corner. His pass intended for Kimmon hit the rim. Finally picked up by Cody. He puts it up. That's no good. Schomer snuck inside for the rebound. Got his feet tangled up, loose on the floor, out of bounds, touched last by the Huskers. Little ragged play right now with 7:14 to go as Niemeyer will replace Yamri. Here's Ryan Stuckmeyer's three. That one rimmed out. Baumgars tracked it down. Braden Baumgars to the wing. Back out Ethan. 7 minutes left. Aaron Welly holding it out for Niemeyer. Niemeyer flips it off for Braden Baumgars. Let's fly. He missed. Brandon Stuckmeyer pulled it away from Welly. 6:50 to go. 57-34. Schomer looking for help. Finds Kimmon. Now Brandon Stuckmeyer. Back to Peter. Right side for Zach Trout. Trout will put it up and short. Kimmon battles Ethan. Held ball is coming. And the arrow to Pierce, 6:38 left. Schaefer and Vernig are coming in. 57-34. Brandon Stuckmeyer and Zach Trout will come out. Jake Ethan to throw it in. It'll be Ethan to throw it in, right baseline, length of the floor to go as the Pioneers slap on a little pressure, but now they retreat up court to Niemeyer for Welly. Whistle. I think it was Pierce ball on the possession, and they gave it to Holding for the inbounds, and now the officials are discussing it. We'll see how this one is decided. 6:31 left. They're talking now to Joe Call, Pioneer coach. Pioneer girls have come all the way back and tied up Cathedral at 36 apiece with 5.5 minutes to go. They were down at halftime 24-11. So it'll be, I believe, Holding Ford will be putting the ball in play front court right near their bench. Aaron Welly finds Willoughby coming to the ball. Willoughby for Niemeyer. Now Jake Ethan. 6:20 to play. 57-34 Pioneers. Braden Baumgars gives it to Willoughby. Willoughby against Schaefer. Now left side for Welly. Welly for Baumgars. Drives on Ryan Stuckmeyer and scores. 7 for Braden Baumgars tonight. There's Welly anticipating a pass to the wing and stealing the ball. He'll drive deep to the baseline, now come back out. Baumgars will fire one from the free throw line, roll it off. Rebounds loose, and Schomer picks up the bouncing ball. 5:40 to play as Schomer circles through traffic. Now sees a lane, goes in and scores. Big second half for Peter Schomer. 13 of his 20 points have come in the second half. Pioneers by 23. Brandon Stuckmeyer and Zach Trout ready to return. 5:20 to go. Niemeyer, guarded by Schomer, flips it over for Ethan. A wide open three, right side, too long. Kimmon the rebound underneath on the left side. Kimmon back for Schomer. 5:10 to go. Here's Kimmon pulling up from 8. Missed. Rebound to the baseline. Welly saves it into Willoughby. Good hustle. Up ahead, Ethan. He's got Niemeyer to his right. Got it to him. Up and no. Rebound. Schomer. 4:50 left. Here's Kimmon left side. And I think Joe Call gets a timeout here. Pierce uses a timeout. 4:48 to go. Pioneers by 23. 59-36 over Holding Ford.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, out of the timeout, Pioneers with the ball. Here is Ryan Stuckmeyer throwing it down low for Schaefer. Robbie up, that comes off. A new Husker in the lineup is Will Ethan. And we get a stoppage as there was some moisture on the floor. And it's cleaned up, and the Huskers will take over. Pierce 59, Holding Ford 36 with 4.5 minutes to go here at the MAC. Pioneers are back at home here Tuesday, and Schaefer bumps into one of the new Huskers on the floor out of the timeout. That is Connor Clocker. Clocker will shoot the bonus.
Foul on Robbie is his third. Clocker for the 1-1. Missed wide right, and Ponick and Vernick go after the ball. Ben got there first, and now it's Pierce ball. Ryan Stuckmeyer will deliver left side for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Back out top for Ryan. Ryan will dribble, drive the lane, kick out for Vernig. Back to Trout, coming up on 4 minutes to go. Here is Brandon giving it off to Vernig. Coach Call getting ready to clear his bench. In for Schaefer. Schaefer, power move, no. Rebound, and they're going to get Robbie trying to follow up with a foul. Four on Robbie. We'll go to the other end for Husker bonus free throws at the 3:55 mark. And now Pioneers will send in Andy Wincher. Also coming in, Zach Jones. Zach, his birthday tonight. Landon Schomer in as well. So Vernig stays in. Ryan Stuckmeyer stays in. Shooting is Will Ethan. And he puts that one long, and the rebound is Ryan Stuckmeyer's. 3:50 to go. As here is Wincher. Wincher across. Landon Schomer for two. 61-36. First points of the year for Landon. There's a steal by Wincher. He gets it ahead. Here's Brill. Throws it up. Missed. Rebound. Vernig. Vernig will put it up and in. Ben Vernig. Rebound basket. Six tonight for Ben. He had four free throws in the first half. And this one is 63-36. Right side on the perimeter. And this now is Zach Tomlinson. Tomlinson back out to Clocker. Clocker gets loose over Vernig. Ben got a piece of that, and off the glass it's Schomer. Here is a drive and dish back to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Off to Wincher. Wincher uses that left hand to take it up and draw contact, and Andy Wincher will shoot a couple. Foul, I think, is going to be on Will Ethan. And at the line for the Pioneers is Andy Wincher. Andy getting into his fifth game of the year. And the lefty up and short. And now in for the Huskers as Coach Makala will bring Kyle Gill in. Gill for Ponick. 2:51 to play. Pioneer girls have gone up by three with 3.5 minutes left. Second is no good. Loose ball rebound. Scramble. And it's won by the Pioneers. Zach Jones down to the corner. In for Schomer. Landon. Not open. Goes back to the perimeter. Now Vernig rotates it around to Ryan Stuckmeyer in front of the Pioneer bench with 2.5 minutes to go. Drive and dish back to Zach Jones. Jones is going to go up and have his shot partially blocked. Got it back. Finds Wincher open. Wincher's shot is short. Schomer hustles after it, but it's out of his range. Even with those long arms of Landon, he couldn't get to that one. And now Coach Call is going to bring in Mason Harold as well. Harold for Vernig. .220 to play. Front court for Holding Ford. This is Connor Clocker off to Ethan for Tomlinson. His drive knocked loose by Ryan Stuckmeyer, picked off, though, by Robert Voller. Voller comes back out front to Tomlinson for Will Ethan. Short rebound for Wincher. Here comes Andy up ahead. Ryan Stuckmeyer gives the ball back to Wincher. Left-hand drive, short. May have been partially blocked by Gill, and Gill's got the ball off to his teammate, Robert Voller. Back for Gill, right side, guarded by Landon Schomer. Pioneers up, 63-36. Ethan banks one off, no, and there's the left-handed rebound controlled by Landon Schomer. Timeout, Jacob Hyatt is coming in. And also, Ethan Creek. So Creek is in, Jacob Hyatt is in. It is 1:34 to play, 63-36. Hyatt gets the ball into Wincher. 90 seconds left. Off for Schomer, guarded by Gill. Back out, Jacob Hyatt goes up and has his shot blocked. Jacob gets it back, puts it up, no. Creek had it off his hands, and Gill controls. Up the other way for the Huskers, Clocker. Connor Clocker off for Gill, 15-foot, rattled at home. Kyle Gill. Kyle Gill's first points of the year. Here's a Wincher left-hand drive. Nice bounce pass for Creek. Hit the side of the backboard. Rebound, Gill. He is tied up by Landon Schomer, resulting in a held ball. And the arrow to Piers this time with 51 seconds left. Girls lead by five in Cathedral with about 2:40 to play. In for Hyatt. Jacob up off the glass. Too hard. Long rebound to midcourt. And it's tracked down by Mason Harold. Gives it off to Wincher. Wincher now for Schomer. Landon with 38. Just holds it. Gill comes out. Now Hyatt sets a screen. Mason Harold will come back. Give it back to Landon. 30 to go. So the Pioneers will play four times. Win three. And there's Hyatt inside, rejected, and out of the pack comes Tomlinson with 18 seconds left. Tomlinson back out front to Voller. Voller for Gill, 12 left, and an errant pass is going to give Piers one more possession. They will likely just dribble this one out with 9 seconds to go. So a 3-1 week for the Pioneers. They will end this part of their schedule with an 8-3 record. And they'll get Mora here on Tuesday night. And they do indeed dribble it out. Mason Harrell does the honors, and the final score tonight, Pierce 63, Holdingford 38.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Cerebacco, Ken's Cans, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, IP Concrete, Bob's Lumber, Lash's Auto Center, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Brickyard Bar, Lochner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Campier Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Litke's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shogun, Rich Prairie Livestock, Smoothies Oil, Piers Service, Piers Foods, Vernon Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
Now that the hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, stop in to Design Electronics and treat yourself to that new Verizon device you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and let us get you all set up with that new phone, tablet, or watch that you need. We'll make sure that you get what you want, and we do what we can to make sure that you're set up and happy when you leave. We will help with transferring content and make sure you have all the accessories to keep your phone protected. For the best customer experience, visit us today at Design Electronics and get your new Verizon device today.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2020 for their 8th annual music festival. It's the small town show that has brought you big names in the past, like Montgomery Gentry, Neil McCoy, and Lone Star. Get your tickets now for just $40 and save before the 2020 headliner is announced and tickets go up. Tickets make a great gift for the Freedom Fest fan on your list. It's the 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 11th. For more info, head to piersfreedomfest.com. Piers Freedom Fest is brought to you by the Piers Area Commercial Club.
Welcome back to the MAC, where the Pioneers finish off a busy week with a win over Holdingford. Final 63-38. Pioneers go 3-1 this week to improve to 8-3 overall. Piers led 34-22 at half after a slow start. Quick update on the girls. The Pioneers continue to lead down in St. Cloud, 46-44 over the Crusaders, 42 seconds left. For Holdingford, they get a game-high 15 from Jake Ethan. 8 for Aaron Welly, Christian Willoughby with 6, Braden Baumgars with 7, and 2 for Kyle Gill. 3 of 10 from the free throw line for the Huskers. For Holdingford, Coach Mackle's squad now falls to 3-5, and their next action will be on Tuesday when they will go to Royalton. Again, this is a non-conference game, so this is the only meeting this year. We won't go to Holdingford. For the Pioneers, Peter Schomer scores a game-high 20, but the offensive story of the night, as Coach Joe Call joins me. And, Coach, let's start right with Ryan Stuckmeyer, his breakthrough game maybe of his young career. 15 points for you tonight, 4 threes, and the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, he had that look in his eye tonight that he was going to get after it and he wasn't going to come off the floor. When you get a guy that's hot like that, you're going to leave him out there and just see how far he can go. And we know what the potential he has. It's within him what he wants to do. And tonight he was ready to go, and he did a great job shooting the ball. He was one of those guys tonight where I'm shooting to score. I'm not just going to shoot to shoot. We saw some of that tonight. We saw I just need to throw up a shot rather than I'm making this shot. So credit to him to come out and light it up.
If Ryan was point A in the post-game discussion, point 1A has to be, how's Michael Leidenfrost? You've already got Jonah on the bench, Noah on the bench. We can't afford too many more injuries here.
Yeah, right. No, we just got ice on him right away, kind of.
Knee to the thigh, is that kind of what it was?
No, I think he rolled his ankle a little bit.
Oh, okay,
so
all right.
Got ice on it right away. And
I don't like that.
No. So he's got to keep that in the ice bucket watching the Vikings tomorrow, and hopefully he'll be ready to go. We should have, Jonah back next week for sure. Not sure with Noah, and we'll see what comes of Michael.
And Peter caught that fire in his eye in that second half again, kind of like he did last night, a little earlier tonight. He ends with 20 to lead you. And, as Peter, we know he can score, but that's a quiet 20.
Yeah, it was. He's one of those guys that just does everything right. you know, he leads by example. I'm looking for him to step up and be a little more vocal on the floor and in huddles and stuff there. I called a timeout, and I said, you know, I'm not even going to go in the huddle. You guys know what needs to be done. You know what needs to be said, and I hope some boys, you know, express some of their feelings on how we started the game, because we started down right away, and
yeah,
we can't afford to do that.
Was that a result of the fourth game in five nights, or was it just like maybe not taking the opponent as seriously as we maybe should, or maybe a combination of things?
I think what we're still dealing with right now is expecting to come out, and when you're playing a team that, you know, I felt we should have won this game no matter what tonight, but when you're playing a team like that, you need to come out and just get after it right away, and don't give them a chance to be in the ball game, you know. You know, and we're just going through the motions. And if we just continue to go through the motions, when you play good teams, that's when you're down 15 to start the game, and the game's probably over. So we got to get out of that mentality where we're just going to come out and play. It needs to be we're going to come out and dominate, and that's the mentality we're trying to instill in these guys.
It's not too far in the past where the Pioneers won four games in a year. You won three games this week. You would have loved to have won four. You probably could have won and maybe should have won four. I mean, that's where this kind of expectations for this team have risen to, and you got to be happy with that, that you're disappointed in going maybe a little 3-1.
You know what? That's exactly what I told the guys. When I went in the locker room, I said, you know, we got on you guys last night at Cathedral, but the one thing you got to remember is the first year we took over, we won three games all year. We won three games this week, so we tied that. So, you know, they all got a little chuckle out of that. But like you said, like I told them too, you know, last night we were getting on you, but that's because we expect perfection, and you should expect perfection. You know, we're telling you what you have to do in order to help your team win. You know, we're not just out there yelling at you that, you know, you can't make a layup or you can't shoot. We're telling you that you got to position yourself in this spot to play defense, or you need to cut back door or set a screen, whatever it might be. And they understand that, because they have high expectations for themselves. It's just a matter of, you know, translating that on the floor with that effort.
Now, next week, half the workload, only two games next week, but they're two conference games. You'll get Mora here, and then you'll make a road trip to Foley a week from tonight. Those are two games that by no means are they bad teams, but they're not sitting at the top of the Granite Ridge either.
Right, exactly. And, you know, some of these other teams have traditions. That's what we're trying to build right now. And when you have tradition, you know, Foley's been tough in the past in basketball. And they when they go out there, they expect to win. And if you don't come out there and match that intensity, I mean, you could easily get beat any night. So that's one thing we're looking for our seniors to take charge and get that motivation going and kind of motivate the rest of the team that, you know what, we're not taking a playoff.
Joel, we'll see you next week. Congratulations on a nice week.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Rick. That's head coach Joel Call. His team wins tonight, and they take care of holding forward by 25. 63-38 is the final score, led by Peter Schomer's 20 and a career-high 15 come tonight from Ryan Stuckmeyer. And the girls have won in Cathedral, final of 50-44. A nice comeback for the girls, who were down at halftime by 13. They come back and win by 6. So girls, after a fine performance, albeit in a losing cause against Crosby Ironton earlier this week, come back to win. Emily Sedlovsky with 16. Anna Taylor scores 11 tonight as the girls win 50-44 in the Granite Ridge over Cathedral. We'll give you the scoring totals here. When we come back, Pioneers have finished off a four-game week with their third win as they defeat Holding Ford by 25 tonight.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2020 for their 8th annual music festival. It's the small town show that has brought you big names in the past, like Montgomery Gentry, Neil McCoy, and Lone Star. Get your tickets now for just $40 and save before the 2020 headliner is announced and tickets go up. Tickets make a great gift for the Freedom Fest fan on your list. It's the 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 11th. For more info, head to piersfreedomfest.com. Piers Freedom Fest is brought to you by the Piers Area Commercial Club.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project, then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Final score tonight from the MAC, Pioneers 63, holding Ford 38 in boys basketball. They sweep the Huskers on all levels tonight, C-Squad, JV, and Varsity. JV winning 52-19, C-Squad won 46-40, and the Varsity 63-38. Pioneer girls come back to defeat Cathedral tonight in St. Cloud, 50-44, trailing at halftime by a 24-11. Score. The wrestlers have day two of the Rick Lee Duels. That's up in Bemidji tomorrow. And the Piers Pizzazz dance team is down in Belle Plaine tomorrow. So the weekend is busy. The basketball teams, however, are off tomorrow. Dancers and wrestlers are going to work. Pioneer boys back home Tuesday here. They take on Granite Ridge Conference opponent Mora in town. As I mentioned, if you were listening during the ball game, it's Zach Jones' birthday. I got a Zach Jones cupcake here, ready to dig into that. So we got to close up shop here. Piers wins 63-38, now 8-3. Holding Ford now 3-5 with the loss. They're at Royalton on Tuesday. Good luck to the Royals. To the Huskers the rest of their season. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next week on You Are There Sports.